Welcome to the Right Take Podcast, news, ideas, and conversations at the intersection of politics and culture, a project of the David Horowitz Freedom Center. I will be your host, Mark Tapson. Greetings and welcome back to the Right Take Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Tapson. About a month ago, a Rasmussen poll came out which revealed an historic first, and that is that a full 50% of the country believes the United States is on the right track under the Trump administration. That's the first time since the poll was launched, which, if I remember correctly, was about 20 years or so ago. So for the first time since the early 2000s, a solid half of the country believes the United States is on the right track under Trump in his second term in office so far. That's a good sign, maybe even a great sign, although I personally find it disheartening that half the country does not believe we're on the right track. But considering the extreme polarization in our country today, I suppose I shouldn't find 50% surprising. But what is surprising, and even more disheartening, is a brand new Gallup poll revealing that a record low 58% of United States adults say they are either extremely or very proud to be an American. This represents a plunge of 9 percentage points from last year, and 5 points below the previous low of 2020. That's less than two-thirds of the country, 58%, and considering that we're coming up on Independence Day, the 249th birthday of this nation, that is a depressingly low figure. Of that 58%, 41% say they are extremely proud. That's only slightly better than the prior lows of 38% in 2022, and 39% in 2023. So most of the decline this year is therefore attributable to the drop in the percentage of those who are very proud of this country. This year, that number is 17%. 19% say that they are moderately proud, 11% only a little proud, and 9% not at all. That combined 20% on the lower end of the scale more or less ties the record 21% measured back in 2020. As recently as 2018, fewer than 10% of United States adults had consistently stated that they had little or no national pride. So this combined figure of 20% is more than twice as much, twice as many people who claim that or declare that they have little or no national pride. Gallup first began taking this poll in January 2001, and at that time, a whopping 87% said they were extremely or very proud. After the 9/11 jihadist attacks later that same year, the number jumped up to 90% and stayed there or higher between 2002 and 2004. The percentage who were extremely or very proud hovered around 83% from 2005 until 2017, when a new low of 75% said that they were proud. That seems to coincide with the beginning of Donald Trump's first term in office. So that low no doubt represents Democrats who hate America with their archenemy Trump in power. Even so, 75% is still pretty good. But national pride has continued to diminish since 2017. And I suspect that has a lot to do with the impact of the pandemic and the collapse of American trust in the media, of trust in our government agencies, which have shown to be riddled with deep state subversives weaponizing government institutions like the IRS and the CIA and the FBI against their political enemies, and with the collapse of trust in government itself, which has been exposed by what used to be Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency to be massively corrupt and wasteful. But even so, you would think that Americans would be able to distinguish between the government of any given administration and America, the nation. You would think that no matter how disappointed or frustrated or outraged we are by our government leaders at any given time, that they wouldn't diminish our pride in our country. Maybe that's just me. One conclusion from the Gallup poll I mentioned a moment ago that will surprise no one is that Democrats are mostly responsible for this latest drop in U.S. pride. Only 36% of Democrats said that they are either extremely proud or very proud of America. That is a steep dive from 62% only a year ago. And of course, that surely is the result of Donald Trump having taken office a second time and taking steps to make America great again, steps that horrify Democrats, like closing the border, enforcing law and order, and rolling back the racist diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, DEI, that the Democrats are so heavily invested in. That, I imagine, explains the 26-point drop in Democrat pride in a single year. This is only the second time that Democrat pride has fallen below the majority level, along with a 42% reading in 2020, the last year of the first Trump administration. That poll was conducted during the early stages of the COVID pandemic and shortly after the death of George Floyd. The pride of political independence has also hit a new low, with 53% claiming a great deal of pride, down 7 points from the previous low of last year. Republican pride has typically registered above 90%, including 92% this year, up from 85% in 2024 last year. The only years in which fewer than 9 in 10 Republicans were proud of America were 2016 and 2020 through 2024. All of those years, except for 2020, were when a Democrat president was in office. Sorry to be throwing so many years and percentage points at you. It's probably a little harder to follow if you're not looking directly at the poll results like I am. Let me just read directly from the Gallup poll for a few more details of these results, which I think are fascinating, actually. It says, there are clear generational differences in American pride, with each new generation significantly less likely than the previous one to say they are extremely or very proud to be an American. The youngest two generations, millennials, those born between 1980 and 1996, and Generation Z, those born after 1996, are the most distinct. From 2021 to 2025, less than half, that's 41%, of adults who belong to Generation Z have been either extremely proud or very proud to be Americans, compared with 58% of millennials. The rate increases to 71% of Generation X and 75% of the baby boom generation and 83% of what they call the silent generation. Despite their greater expression of pride, all generations from millennials through the silent generation have shown declines of 10 or more percentage points in terms of extremely proud or very proud since 2001 to 2005. Most of that change has occurred since 2016. As might be expected, given the partisan trends, Democrats are largely responsible for declining U.S. pride within each generation. Comparing data from the past 10 years with the prior 15 years, pride among Democrats in each birth cohort has declined by at least 10 points, with larger drops of 21 points for Gen X Democrats and 32 points for Millennial Democrats. In the more recent period, an average of 44% of Millennial Democrats and 56% of Gen X Democrats are extremely or very proud to be American, but those figures are still well above the 24% of Gen Z Democrats who are proud. Notably, more Gen Z Democrats say they have little or no pride in being an American, 32%, than say they are extremely or very proud. That was directly from the Gallup poll. Now, older Republicans have essentially the same high degree of pride today as they did in the earlier part of this century. Gen Z Republicans are far less proud than older Republicans, but still much more so than Gen Z Dems and Independents. Jeffrey Jones, a senior editor at Gallup, said, quote, each generation is less patriotic than the prior generation, and Gen Z is definitely much lower than anybody else. But even among the older generations, we see that they're less patriotic than the ones before them, and they've become less patriotic over time. That's primarily driven by Democrats within those generations, unquote. The takeaway from this new Gallup poll is that national unity has eroded over the past 25 years, mostly in the past decade, from a time when it was nearly unanimous that we were extremely or very proud to be Americans. But Gallup concludes that the country is feeling, quote, greater pessimism about the economic prospects for young people, widespread dissatisfaction with the state of the nation, greater ideological divides between the parties, unfavorable images of both parties, and intense partisan rancor during the Trump and Biden administrations, unquote. Okay, fine. But again, why should partisan rancor and dissatisfaction with the state of the union have such a deleterious effect on the pride you feel in your country? I was still proud to be an American even during the years when Joe Biden was in the White House and Democrats controlled the country. I was frustrated and angry about the direction in which they wanted to take America and about the fundamental transformation they wanted to impose upon her, but my pride in America is not tied to the failures or successes of a given administration. I guess you could say I'm existentially proud of America, not only for what she represents, but because of the force for good that she has largely been throughout her short history. And I suspect that that sentiment is echoed by real patriots all across the country. Democrats, on the other hand, demonstrate on a daily basis that not only do they not believe in American exceptionalism, but they consider America exceptional only to the degree in which they believe she has been a uniquely oppressive and exploitative force throughout history. They don't love this country. They only love the utopian vision of it that they hold in their minds, a utopian vision that can only be realized, can only be constructed on the ruins of America as she currently stands. This is obviously the result of literally decades of left-wing indoctrination in what the cultural Marxists call the long march through the institutions, those institutions being our education system, the news media, and the entertainment arena. Those institutions have all been culturally captured by the radical left, which has spent more than a half century hammering home the false, subversive narrative that our nation is, and has been from its inception, systemically racist, and, as I said a moment ago, uniquely oppressive and exploitative. I'm frankly shocked that the percentage of Democrats who are proud of America is as high as 36%. You never hear a single Democrat leader talk about his or her or their pride in America. You never hear one talk about American exceptionalism. You don't ever hear Democrat pundits or university academics or student activists or entertainers gushing about their love for this country. All you ever hear is big Democrat stars like Michael Moore or George Clooney traveling around the world, apologizing for our country's greed and whiteness and Islamophobia and the like. Where are these 36% of Democrats who are extremely or very proud of America? Seriously, where are they? All right, now let me move away from the Gallup poll and all those percentages and address a related item in the news. Rising Republican star Wesley Hunt, a congressman from my adopted home state of Texas, stated in a resolution introduced Tuesday that America is tired of watching its identity be hijacked by agendas that cater to a loud but narrow minority. He's leading an effort in Congress to designate July as American Pride Month and has called on President Trump to enshrine the month with a national proclamation to honor America's heroes, values, and founding ideals, noting that, quote, no president in our history understands the value of patriotism and passing that down more than President Trump, unquote. Now, I'm not sure I would say that no president in our history understands the value of patriotism more than Trump, but I would definitely say no president in recent history, going all the way back to Ronald Reagan, understands the value of patriotism. Anyway, Hunt first introduced the resolution in Congress in 2023 as a sweeping tribute to the United States' founding and enduring legacy. The measure emphasizes America's exceptionalism and pays tribute to brave patriots from the Revolutionary War through the modern era. It recognizes, quote, the monumental achievements of the United States of America, unquote, and promotes teaching American history, quote, based not on what's in fashion, but what's important, unquote, which echoes Reagan's presidential farewell address. Hunt warns that if America is to remain the last best hope of Earth, then the next generation must understand what made it so. He stated, quote, America is tired. Tired of cultural tribalism, tired of performative virtue signaling, and tired of watching our national identity hijacked by agendas that cater to a loud but narrow minority, unquote. He went on to say, quote, if corporations and left-wing activists can co-opt June to promote their ideology under the banner of Pride Month, then surely July, the month of our founding, can and must be reclaimed to honor something far greater, American Pride Month, unquote. Yeah, you know, we have set aside one day in America to honor George Washington, the father of our country. We have one day set aside to honor the birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior of all mankind. And yet the left has co-opted an entire month, the entire month of June, to celebrate and promote sexual perversion. Surely American patriots can do no less by devoting July to the celebration of American pride, true pride in our country. Hunt's resolution honors historical figures ranging from George Washington and Thomas Jefferson to Rosa Parks and the Buffalo Soldiers, and includes recognition of U.S. veterans, civil rights leaders, and space pioneers. Hunt said, quote, this initiative was born out of a desire to celebrate the extraordinary individuals and timeless values that have defined our republic, from the patriots of 1776 to the leaders of today who continue to defend freedom and preserve our way of life, unquote. He concluded, quote, from sea to shining sea, let's make patriotism cool again. Let's not just celebrate freedom on the 4th of July. Let's honor our founding, our flag, and our future every single day throughout this sacred month, unquote. Amen to that. This 4th of July and throughout the month, ignore the jealous, bitter haters and reflect on the men and women who have made this country great. And be proud to be part of the movement to make it great again. Reflect on our history, our blessings, our prosperity, and our freedoms, all of which are unique in world history. Be grateful for America. Be proud to be an American. Happy Independence Day, and thank you for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe to The Right Take if you haven't already, and if you like what you hear, please leave that positive review. Be seeing you. The Right Take with Mark Tapson is a project of the David Horowitz Freedom Center and Front Page Magazine. Unauthorized reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.